For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning, middle of the week, the day before the 4th of July, a great day of celebration for our country. I hope you're planning a great 4th. If you have nothing going on, please join us. We will be at Victory Fellowship Church with our hands and feet outreach to the poor and to the homeless. And man, we'll be under the main tent there just at 12 noon, loving on the people, handing out food, drinks, ministry tracts, anything we can to serve. If you would like to join us, just meet us out there. We'd love to get to know you. And that's 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana. We would love to meet you. But I'm also working on a teaching I'll be doing July the 11th at Ralph's on the Park restaurant across from City Park. It's on City Park Avenue. And it's from 11:30 to 2. And it's just a great luncheon. I call it Come In From the Heat luncheon, where a bunch of us just get together and we reconnect and kind of see how everyone's been doing this summer. But I also do a teaching. So we'd love to have you, but you do have to register. That'll be July the 11th. My cutoff date is July the 8th. I got to let the chef know if you're coming. But try to come. Tell your boss you'll take a long lunch. Thank you very much on July the 11th. Bosses, send your people. They'll come back so happy. Husbands, send your wives. We have a great time. But we're going to be talking that day, and I'm tiptoeing into it right now, about Mary and Martha. Maybe you can locate yourself in this teaching. But we're first introduced to them, as I said yesterday, as Jesus and his disciples are coming to their home in Bethany to have a meal, to have dinner. And as they get to the house, Martha, of course, is hurrying about, trying to get everything ready for the meal. And what's Mary doing? Well, she's sitting at his feet. Now, I've heard jokes all through the years over this. I've heard people who are on Martha's side saying, yeah, it must be nice. I'd like to sit at his feet too, but someone's got to do the, someone's got to get the meal on. And then I've heard other people on Mary's side saying, yeah, well, you're just all works oriented and you don't take enough time to sit at Christ's feet. Here's the point, my friend, because I'll get to this later in the teaching. It's not that Jesus is rebuking Martha for having to serve the food. That had to be done. But it was the timing, my friend. Jesus is at her home. She was fretting so badly. In fact, the word is distracted. Martha welcomes Jesus, but then becomes very distracted with preparing and trying to serve the meal. In the Greek, that's cumbered. Literally means she was being dragged here and there, pulled in many different directions. And in fact, so strong that means she was continually distracted. Her focus had gotten off. It's okay that she had to serve the food, but the focus is Jesus is at the house. So come on now, you know, Jesus even looks at Martha like, Martha, stop. You don't have to be so concerned about all these details. I'm here. I would love to just fellowship with you. So then he says, Mary chose the right thing to do. Anyway, I'm going to continue tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.